Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thanks for joining us today. It's already Friday, the 19th of December, 2003. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. I covered this article yesterday on air, but the author of it, Maggie Burns, will be joining us. Chinese megabucks for Bush brothers. All part of the payoff to Clinton, Bush, all of them. Ongoing by the communist Chinese to sell out sovereign nations and allow their tyranny to expand. They've caught one of the big electronic voting machine companies having their top managers running their operations being convicted felons. We see this pattern over and over and over again. Only convicted felons would do what these companies have been engaging in, or people that should be convicted felons. Paul Bremer, the minion over Iraq, wants to double the coalition authority size. There's news now coming out about Rumsfeld's visit to Baghdad in 1984. Not the 83 visit that was caught on video, but the 84 visit was to reassure Saddam that it was okay to nerve gas people. That's right. This is out of the Washington Post. We have the top military man in the Pentagon saying that they will capture bin Laden. Dead or alive, he will be captured. Now, just a few months ago, it was, forget about bin Laden. He's not going to be captured, or he's dead. Now, oh, well, we're going to be bringing him back dead or alive. We're sure of it. And we saw rumblings of this before the Saddam capture, Congressman LaHood. And, of course, General Tommy Frank saying, oh, we're an inch away from catching him. We know something you don't know. Ha, 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 is what LaHood was saying. And Tommy Franks was saying similar things. There's an article here out of Salt Lake City where the reporter makes fun of the conspiracy theory people about the change in the color of money and how we're holding up progress. And it says we always do. It's always them, those that say there's a new world order. Hey, buddy, I don't know if you've been watching the presidents and the Supreme Court and governments and the treaties and what's happening, but we're inside the New World Order. Just like the sun came up this morning and will set this evening, just like the geese fly south for the winter. You know, it's the facts of life, but you're still there trying to manipulate people into not believing that. Either you're a complete idiot or, what's more likely, you're a shill. This article's funny if it wasn't so scary, so we'll be going over that, too. There is just so much news today, and I've been doing a good job of taking a lot of your calls and not having folks hold that long and getting to all your points. The toll-free number to join us on air, always love to hear from you. It's Open Line Friday, 1-800-259-9231. Any issue, any item, any topic of discussion, any angle you want to explore, any paradigm you want to shatter, any piece of propaganda you want to reveal your eyes and ears out there, any particular news item that I don't cover you think is important, 1-800-259-9231. And each and every day we update PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com with video clips, audio clips, legislation, documents, news articles from around the world as we chronicle the criminal activities of the global elite, also known as the New World Order. So 1-800-259-9231. The websites are www.infowars.com, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, and VirginUtah.com. Just some of my websites. Strap yourselves in. Big show coming up. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DeVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, folks. From 11 to 2 Central. Back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I'm here. I'm your host. We're going to take a lot of calls today, tonight, this morning, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in around this planet. And Martin and Norman and others, your calls will be up first here in just a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us on any issue you'd like to discuss is 1-800-259-9231. Now, here's just some of the news. General Myers says bin Laden, probably alive, and is sure to be caught. That's right. Search continues for a Border Patrol agent who was in hot pursuit after some coyotes, that is, immigrant smugglers. And a lot of them have been killed, wounded, FBI has been killed, Border Patrol has been killed, Forestry Service agents have been killed. And the government's response is to cut the funding for their guns, to not give them body armor, to make them pay for it themselves, to cut their pay, to make them pick up garbage. Anything but control the border, and the head of Homeland Security wants the border wide open and total legalization and to accept any type of fake consular matricula or consular identity cards from Poland, Mexico, Venezuela, Chile, you name it, dozens of countries now on the list. And, of course, about 4 weeks ago, a family of five was kidnapped who lived about 4 miles over the U.S. border by Mexican troops. And last time I saw an article about it a few days ago, they're still holding one of them. There's absolutely zero national news on this, just a few local news stories about it. Search continues for Border Patrol agents. Authorities on Thursday search for a U.S. Border Patrol agent who disappeared while pursuing suspected illegal immigrants along the Colorado River earlier this week. James Epling, 24, vanished just north of the Mexican border Tuesday night. He had pulled a woman from the river before chasing other members of her group along the trail, officials said. Searchers combed a two-mile stretch of the riverbed but found no trace of the agent, Border Patrol spokesman Jerome Wolford said. Now I have a new article on this. It looks like there were coyotes involved. And there is a $200,000 bounty on the heads of Border Patrol agents. But again, can you imagine if some militia group had a bounty on federal agents' heads? It'd be national news every millisecond. But when it's foreign troops and shooting and killing people and kidnapping and raping and pillaging, the average American has no idea this is even going on. And that should make you angry and be cause for concern. Some good news. Minnesota shuts down controversial police database. It was a private database, a massive state-run database of confidential police files, was shut down yesterday out of concern. It violated privacy laws, officials said. Now, again, it was privately maintained, governmentally funded. Though a password-protected internet site, the system gave police access, sometimes right from squad cars, to a deep mine of records that included the names of suspects, witnesses, and those who have been arrested, convicted, and sought gun permits. The network sometimes offered a physical description and also contained juvenile files, which is totally illegal. Some saw it as a sort of tool that could help police protect citizens, but others described it as a Big Brother network operating outside the bounds of state regulation, because, again, it was a private database. On Thursday, a nonprofit organization that owns the network voted to immediately purge the multiple jurisdiction network organization of its millions of police contact records. The records had been collected by more than 175 Minnesota police agencies and a handful of Wisconsin's over several years. Folks, this is the Matrix system. And if you just tuned in, every time I mention the Matrix system, I get an email going, now you're making stuff up, the Matrix is a movie. No, the Matrix is a federal program with the states in place for at least 7 years that has your divorce records, what type of car you drive, are you a gun owner, are you a Vietnam veteran, do you have your psychological files, your welfare files, your credit report, everything. And it's called the Matrix system. Just type Matrix surveillance system into a search engine, prepare to see thousands of mainstream news articles telling you how wonderful it is. Well, it is not wonderful, okay? And yesterday, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, second highest court in the land, out of the Supreme Court, said that they can't just grab citizens and hold you indefinitely without lawyers and take you off to the death camps, because that's what's in the Patriot Act 1 and 2. And they said that Lord Bush can't do that, but of course the Justice Department is appealing and is going to ignore that ruling. They hadn't even passed Patriot Act 2 until last weekend, 6 days ago, when Lord Bush signed it. And so now they're just going to continue with the implementation. I mean, they were implementing it before it was even passed a year and a half ago. Also, terrorism drills showed lack of preparedness, report says. This is the New York Times. The feds over the last month have had all these terror drills, takeover drills in major cities and small towns, and the feds say, oh, we did a horrible job, we need more control. We'll get into that. There's an interesting article here. Cats try to eat incapacitated owner at an L.A. apartment. A group of hungry cats began to eat their 86-year-old owner after she suffered an apparent stroke. That's horrible, folks. I don't usually get into such gory side issues, but it's just interesting. And couldn't get up for nearly a week, officials said Thursday. That shows how much your cats love you. Your cats are absolute trash. I'm sorry. I'm now showing what I really think of cats. Compared to a dog, they are. Your dog, if it loves you, 98% of dogs will not eat you. And then this has been found in 1,000 cases. It's in police files. You can be collapsed for a week. The dog can be starving, no water. It will chew a hole through a thick wooden door. It will bark. It will freak out. It will pull you out of the water. It will lick your face. It will love you. Cats will eat you. This has happened before. Cats don't love you. Okay, I just want to. I'm a dog lover, folks, and it's a side issue. But I don't like cats. I can't stand them. They don't care about you. You can just tell the way they act, the way they look at you, their mannerisms. It just how anybody would have cats over dogs. I know we got a lot of cat lovers out there, and maybe your cat likes you, but I guarantee you, when the going gets rough, that cat will turn its back on you, if not try to eat you. Just a side issue, folks, and it's borne out in the facts. Dogs are good and loyal. Cats are parasites. Okay, again, it doesn't matter in the scheme of things. I read this. May Lowry, who lives with 7 cats, was discovered unconscious and riddled with bite marks Wednesday night at her Panorama City apartment, fire department, and hospital officials said. In fact, they found people who have been decomposed with their dead dog. That's happened many times, and the dog will starve to death rather than eat you. Now, if a dog doesn't know you, it will eat you if it's starving, but not if it knows you. She was listed in fair condition at Kaiser Medical Center, said hospital spokesman Lisa Court. We got more serious issues. I don't want to go on my crusade against cats, to never mention on air. I even have a cat. My wife has a cat, and I don't like it. It doesn't care about me. It doesn't care about her. It's annoying. It's stupid. Okay, I've opened a can of worms here. I'm sorry. I like dogs, okay? Gold mine, Saddam Hussein loyalist, infiltrated U.S. operations in Iraq. Oh, yes, we'll be getting into that little piece of propaganda. Also, tape show abuse of 9/11 detainees. This from the Washington Post. Interesting article from Counterpunch. Remember how the name of the operation capturing Saddam was called Red Dawn? Well, it gets worse. We've now learned details. They call the Iraqi insurgents Wolverine 1, Wolverine 2, Wolverine 3, and the colonel, Hinckley, went on to, in his code words, to use other revealing terms. It has now been discovered. He used terms back from British imperial occupation of Ireland. So they're using imperial oppression terms. They see themselves as the Soviet force, and they even call the Iraqi insurgents Wolverine Nest. And the colonel was caught calling them freedom fighters as well. So, and you know what? I don't want to call them freedom fighters. A lot of them are trash. They're Baathist and who haven't been given a share of power. They're Sunnis. They're Shiites fighting with each other. I mean, I'm not saying any side in this is good, but certainly, this is revealing to see the military seeing itself as the Soviets. And folks, I didn't name these operations. They admit Red Dawn and the enemy is the Wolverines. You starting to figure stuff out? You seen the movie, folks? The Soviets, you know, operations Red Dawn, the Americans are the Wolverines. And by the way, I've been to the military bases and I've been in the cities when they're doing the training. They're training to go after constitutionalists, patriots, Christians, gun owners. I have them on video. So see, this is just all their training showing up there in Iraq. But I guess, you know, as FEMA said in Kansas City to a group of police and firefighters, the founding fathers are bad, Christians are bad, gun owners are bad, America's bad. If you're not for communist China, you're a communist. If you're not for gun control, you're a liberal. If you're against open borders, you're a socialist. No, you are.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
You know, I've got tons of earth-shattering vital news to go over. I don't know why I started spouting off about how I don't like cats. I mean, I don't hate them. I just realize that they don't care about me. I realize that they are parasitic, that they could care less about you. And dogs will give their lives for you. And that was my point about these cats trying to eat their owner who was paralyzed on the floor. Dogs don't do that, folks. Dogs don't do that. Again, they'll go in the water to save you. They'll starve to death right next to you. They're amazing creatures. In fact, I wish more people were as good as the dogs I know. But I got this annoying cat. I mean, I pet it and stuff, and I'm nice to it. It's just very annoying, and I know it doesn't care about me, and I don't like having things around me that don't care about me, that I know are just basically worthless. So what I'm saying is, cats compared to dogs, I don't know why anyone has cats. I'm really getting off into petty stuff now. What's your favorite color? Let's talk about your favorite vacation spot here on the show today. Let's talk about how the evil liberals are after George Bush. Here, let's talk about mindless idiocy. But seriously, your calls are coming up in the next segment for the loaded phone lines here. General Myers says Bin Laden probably alive, and that he is sure to be caught. I just mentioned this, but here's some more details of it. Osama Bin Laden will, quote, with absolute certainty, be caught if he is still alive, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff said on Thursday, as the U.S. military acknowledged for the first time that a Taliban commander targeted in an assault that mistakenly killed 9 children got away. General Richard Myers, on a one-day tour to boost troop morale, along with ultra-socialist and Clinton lover Robin Williams, and see how all these socialists love it, and other entertainers, said Al-Qaeda mastermind was likely hiding in the border region between Pakistan and Afghanistan. You mean where the U.S. government dropped 8,000 of them off and fully paid them? It's very difficult to find individuals. What will happen is, with absolute certainty, he will be captured someday, just like we captured Saddam Hussein, Myers said at Bagram Air Base, U.S. military headquarters in Afghanistan. He said Bin Laden likely was hiding in the rugged mountains between Pakistan and Afghanistan, where he has some support, where he can buy support, and probably in very difficult terrain. Since December 2nd, the U.S. military has been engaging in large-scale sweep dubbed Operation Avalanche, targeting the south and east of the country. The operation, which involves 2,000 troops and has been billed as the largest since the war ended, was designed in part to put the Taliban on the defensive ahead of the historic Constitutional Council that began Sunday in the capital. The operation has been overshadowed by the deaths of 15 children in 2 attacks earlier this month, including a December 6 raid in which A-10 Warthog was called in to bomb a field in a village in the province. An adult and 9 children who were playing there were killed. Isn't that interesting? So they claim that they're going to be capturing Bin Laden anytime, and Madeleine Albright thinks they already have him and are going to roll him out for the election. What I've been told is, a little birdie who was on Air Force One, is that he died of kidney failure. They're in business deals with their family, which is admitted out in the open. Bush Sr. met with Bin Laden's older brother on the morning of 9/11. They flew him out of the country. They're in business with him and a dozen companies plus. That they have the dead body and are going to roll it out as a show right before the election. Who knows? We'll find out what happens. You get into all this cloak and dagger stuff, it's somewhat foggy as for what is really going on. When we get back, we'll go to these calls, and I want to get to this news article demonizing anybody that is concerned about the change in the color of money. Now, first, we were kooks for reading the Federal Reserve website policy board 4 years ago where they said they were going to change the color, and why? To restrict the money supply, to control the population, to track and trace. That's what the Federal Reserve said. And now it happened. But this reporter says we're all raving loons that because we don't like the colored money and because the Federal Reserve can't change it too fast because it's, quote, always those conspiracy New World Order people. They're always holding everything up. It's always them. They're always causing all our problems. Then I want to read the quotes by the military officer over in Iraq calling it Operation Red Dawn to get Saddam and calling the nest of Iraqis Wolverines. Why would you do a thing like that? Why would you take on the mantle of the Soviets and call the Iraqis the equivalent of American freedom fighters? Why would you do something like that, Colonel? We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, after this quick break with a lot of news and your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a Gold Alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
I really needed to lose weight. I was tired, lethargic. So far, using the collagenate, I've lost 46 pounds.
46 pounds? With collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Bernadine, tell me about those inches.
Inches off my chest, my waist, my hips, my thighs. I was at about a 20, pushing into a size 22. I'm down to a size 14. People have been telling me I look younger. I've lost 46 pounds with collagenate. It's just one of the best investments I've ever made.
I am so glad that Bernadine took my advice to lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. That was Bernadine's personal experience, and it can be yours next. What are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Call now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. THIN.
Coming up in the next hour, we're going to have Margie Burns from the online journal Chinese Megabucks for Bush Brothers. Why is Bush changing a 50-plus year treaty with the Taiwanese, cutting them loose and then calling it status quo? I have to admit, Rush Limbaugh even admitted that it was a horrible thing and that it was violating our treaty and was a change in policy. I have to be honest, when the neocons occasionally tell the truth, I mean, I couldn't see him, you know, trying to scam everybody on that issue like the neocons normally do, but I heard Hannity saying it was a good thing. So, you know, this is how these guys operate. But to Limbaugh's credit, he did admit that it's bad to cut Taiwan loose, and very horrible what Bush did, encouraging the communist Chinese who've massed troops to go ahead and invade, which they've said they'll do, and, quote, kill everybody and nuke us while they're at it. That's why they tell us that they're our allies in the media. But we're about to go to Martin and Norman and Rick and Tim and Kenneth and others that are holding. But let me read this one article first, then we'll go to your calls. This is out of Salt Lake City Weekly, one of their local newspapers there. And it's "The Color of Money" is the name of the article. Now listen to this propaganda. And I see stories like this all the time, but here's just one we picked to read. This fall, when the new $20 bill was introduced, the Federal Reserve touted it as the most secure currency in U.S. history. It's got all the fancy new whiz-bang gizmos with the color-changing ink, like the old 20s, the watermark, again like the old 20s, and the security thread, ditto. In fact, there's nothing very new about the new 20 at all. It's pretty much the same yuppie food stamp Americans have been extracting from ATMs for the past 6 years. Oh, except now it's in color. You're totally wrong, and I'll tell you why in a second. It was with a fair amount of anticipation that we awaited the release of the Peachback. With the new 20, will our currency finally join the attractive ranks of Canada and England, or even Uruguay? Unfortunately, it won't. The new bills are made even more pathetic by the weak attempt at colorization. The blue is barely perceivable. The peach makes the bill look as though it may have once been washed with a vaguely red shirt. If we want a strong and vibrant economy, wouldn't that best be symbolized by a strong and vibrant currency? This is some sick propaganda, folks. The Fed is concerned that changing the money too drastically might cause people to feel insecure, to lose faith in the currency, use ink a shade too bright, and there will be panic in the streets. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Conspiracy theorists are to blame. Oh, change one thing about the money and suddenly Armageddon is upon us. So as not to cause them undue discomfort, it's always them, isn't it? That's what he says in quotes. The Fed prefers to make small incremental changes. Unfortunately, small incremental changes only serve to invite frog boiling analogies from the nervous New World Order folks. Mass tranquilization may become necessary because further change could be in store for our change. U.S. Representative Mark Souder, Republican Indiana, wants Ronald Reagan, who as of this writing is still alive, immortalized on the dime. It's a movement that has gained much momentum on the right and will generate just as much resistance from the left. Eventually, history will be able to answer the question that plagued the 40th president. And it just goes on to divert everybody. Now, let's go through this article just real quick, piece by piece, and we'll go to the calls. He says that there's no difference between this new color 20, and by the way, all the denominations are going to come out in the next year now, phased in into color. And by the way, they do get brighter. And by the way, you show your internal knowledge, Brandon Burt of the City Weekly in Salt Lake City. You show your knowledge because the Federal Reserve policy documents of 4+ years ago said that they were going to incrementally change the money, first with a big face, then phasing in color, then the color is getting more bright. And what's the reason for that? Well, one of the side issues is counterfeiting, which the globalists do themselves with this fiat currency owned by private banks. But more importantly, it's about calling in the old money supply, the money that's in the mattress or that's in the bricks over the fireplace or that's buried in a tin can in a Folgers coffee can in the backyard. That's what it does, and they said it's going to do that. They can call in the old money, destroy it, take it out of circulation, which they admit they're doing, and then only have a limited amount. They're trying to go down from 3% actual paper currency or cotton currency, it's actually cloth, compared to the ratios of zeros and ones in the Federal Reserve computer banks. Understand, if you all went to the bank and asked for cash, there's only 3%, and not even that much, they claim 3%, 3% actual cash for zeros and ones on deposit with general depositors. Then the numbers even get higher when you talk about the amortized national debt and the T-bills and all the rest of it. And they did this in the 30s, well, with the Great Depression. They restricted the money supply so you physically couldn't pay off debts. And they say that the strip in the money, the magnetic strip, the RFID tracker system, they admit can be scanned by devices police are now being given. They also say that if you don't keep your money in a bank, they will devalue your money over a year down to worthlessness. Now, this is the official Federal Reserve website, not a conspiracy theory, Brandon Burt. But again, you've shown your knowledge with your little article. You've shown that you're not an idiot. No, no, Mr. Burt. You've shown yourself as a New World Order lackey, bootlicker, trying to convince your readers that we're crazy for being concerned with the strips in the money and the colorization of the money. It's unbelievable, folks. I remember reading government handbooks on extremists years ago, the stuff that went public over a decade ago, and it would say code words for them are posse comitatus or colored money or Federal Reserve. Yeah, our code words are watch out if they get rid of the federal law to put troops on the streets, which they now admit they're doing. It's been in all the big papers. How wonderful it is. Yeah, watch out when they colorize the money. Because that means they're about to bring us into a major consolidation process. You know it as depression. Yeah, watch out when that kind of stuff starts happening. Watch out for the Federal Reserve. Oh, we're so bad to talk like that. But he says here that that the Federal Reserve can't change the money quick enough so as not to cause them undue discomfort. It's always them, isn't it? He says. We're causing the problem with the economy. We're doing it all. We're so bad, the Federal Reserve has to manipulate us and incrementally do it because of all these pesky troublemakers. So this guy says, he's a good writer, he says in the same paragraph that the Federal Reserve has to incrementally change the color so as not to upset the conspiracy theorist, and then it says, oh, you know the conspiracy theorists, they say that the incremental changes only serve to invite frog-boiling analogies from the nervous New World Order folks. Oh, no, we're not the New World Order folks. You're the New World Order folks. It's another thing, too, they'll change definitions. I see articles every day where they go, Big Brother's helping. Big Brother wasn't so bad after all. See, changing definitions. Same thing here. Now we're the New World Order people, see? It's not the presidents giving speeches. It's not the Supreme Court in USA Today saying they're going to follow the UN's orders. It's not all the treaties. It's not world government and the free trade area of the Americas and the loss of jobs and the open borders. No, it's not all that. It's us that are trying to fight it. Okay, let's go to the calls quickly. Let's talk to Martin in Ohio. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Yeah, I've been listening lately at night on my shortwave on somewhere around 5.070, and this Smith guy was talking about down around Panama being around 1,200,000 Chinese troops.
I don't know about that, but there are hundreds of thousands of communist Chinese troops.
Yeah.
In 2000, the communist Chinese military, through Hutchinson Whampoa, their publicly controlled front, took over the canal, and they took over our old bases, and there are hundreds of thousands of them there. There are hundreds of thousands of them in Sudan, in Africa, running BP's oil production, and they are mercs. They are mercenaries. They are Hessians of the British Crown.
Yeah, he talked, too, about up in Canada being Russian and German and UN heavy-armored.
Well, you don't have to go up to Canada. You can just go out to some training op and see Czech Republic troops right here in Texas.
Yeah, I believe it. You know, I figured it was pretty concerning. People ought to, you know, kick that around as people hear it anyway. That's about all I really had to say. But
all right, thank you.
Get across.
Thank you, Martin. I appreciate you bringing that up. I would challenge everybody not to speculate about foreign troops. I've probably gotten 1,000 calls, 10,000 emails, hundreds of faxes, hundreds of letters about, I heard this guy says there's foreign troops. I heard they could be massing in the woods. I heard, folks, in my films, Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, all over my website, we have the foreign troops. We have the Associated Press. We have Reuters. We have it all right there where the chairman, Joint Chiefs, says we'll use foreign assets if America is under attack. if our troops are tied down overseas, where they have the deals to, quote, have Mexican and Canadian troops patrol America in anti-terrorism and peacekeeping operations. Yes, it's true. Yes, 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 yes. Red Dawn. And we're the Wolverines. According to the Colonel, I'm going to get to that in a few minutes. Norm in Florida. Norm, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Good to talk to you.
Program. I want to just say I received a brochure from Washington Mutual, and they said, very interesting in it, storage of cash and safety deposit boxes effective immediately shall not be used for the storage of coin or currency. I've never seen that before.
Well, that's because under Patriot Act, they can take all that, and as we warned folks, they will, if we go into a depression and we see them making the preparations now, which doesn't look good, they will go after coin. And they'll go after collector, they'll go after bullion, they'll go after whatever they want. But it's pointless. They can just take your cash and make it worthless overnight without physically taking it. So that gold is very important.
So you still think that gold is important, but where would you store it if you can't put it in a safety deposit box?
Well, where are you going to store your body? They could come arrest you.
Well, I'm not too worried about that.
Well, I certainly wouldn't keep anything in a safety deposit box.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they steal that stuff all the time.
Okay,
we're not a free country, buddy.
Yeah, so safety deposit boxes aren't the safety that people think.
I wouldn't keep a roll of toilet paper in a safety deposit box.
All right. So then the another product to sell on your program would be then safes.
Yeah, that's a good idea, but because of the cost of shipping safes and all that, you do better just getting one locally in your area.
Okay, I thought. I watched a program on Link TV, and they were talking about water, shortages of water throughout the world.
Yeah, and they've artificially – I saw IMF World Bank documents 8 years ago where they were going to start the fake shortage, the perceived shortage, to charge you more. Go ahead.
Well, this is a shortage of water in different countries throughout the world, not even talking about our own country.
No, I understand. It's IMF World Bank plan. Go ahead.
And could that be a possibility why the reasoning behind a world government would be so that they would regulate things like population and water and food?
Well, again,
that wouldn't happen?
You've instinctively come up with the absolute documented fact, so I would point you to the interview section of Infowars.com. My first interview with BBC Newsnight award-winning journalist Greg Palast, where he interviewed Joseph Stiglitz, chief economist World Bank, who quit over all this. He got over 1,000 pages of secret documents where... Let me give you an example. Why do you hear of shortages in Africa and Argentina? The World Bank says you will give all your water to this private company. They give them the water, and they turn the water off for a week or two, and then say, we're out of water. And this is admitted. They say, we turn it off, then we turn it back on and quadruple the price. Because if folks think it's like the gas shortage of the 70s. There was plenty of oil, but they just made the ship sit there to train you to accept an increase in price. So it goes way up, then it only comes down halfway. You understand that training process?
Oh, yeah, it happened in the 70s, and they did have oil around.
It's the same thing with water, sir. We have their documents, okay? They plan, well, look at your power prices. My power prices in Austin have tripled in the last 5 years. I used to have a $200 power bill in the summer. I had bills this summer that were $800, $900. That's privatization. It's not privatization.
Yeah, that could put a hurt on a lot of people.
Hey, yeah, it puts the hurting on me.
Yeah,
during the winter, it's $500. I mean, you see me going around turning all the light switches off. You know, my house is basically, it's a joke.
Well, the part that bothers me, that I think that some of this might be true and not just a conspiracy, is the fact that I went to a small town in West Virginia where I went to college, way in the back hills, and that was 30 years ago, and there was maybe a couple of hundred people there. Well, my daughter and I drove there about 2 years ago, and there were a couple of thousand people there all of a sudden. Tiny little place in the middle of nowhere. So if the population of the world is increasing at that rapid rate, do you think that maybe there should be some controls involved there?
No, because the Western world is dying at about 3% a year in Europe. We grow at about 3.2%, but that's because of a massive third world influx. Our actual population is dying at about 4%. The old American population, regardless, any middle class people, population growth goes into negative once you hit industrialization.
Well, I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about the rest of the world and in places like...
Well, no. Education and industrialization does that. Instead, the UN's going around giving everybody AIDS and the polio and hepatitis shots. There are countries in Africa where half the population has AIDS, sir.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's horrible.
Yeah, I read Dr. Horowitz's book.
But don't worry, the eugenics people just think it's wonderful. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. It's amazing. We'll come back and talk to Rick and Tim and Kenneth and others. We've got a guest coming up, too. Talk about Bush's sellout to the Chi-Coms. The Conservacoms, I'm sorry. The conservative Chinese leadership. I need to learn, get my terms correctly. Again, this show is pro-gun, pro-family, pro-border, pro-God. That means we're ultra-hardcore commies. If you're anti-gun, anti-family, pro-communist China, you are a conservative. We are not conservatives.
Oh, my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasit, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into
a go back to your call-ups. More news and a guest coming up later in the next hour. I do want to encourage every single one of you to get involved in the fight, to be part of history, to stand up and be counted, to resist the tyranny. You need to get my videos, folks. I've made 10 films. They're amazing. They're informative. They're dynamic. They're frightening. Frighteningly true. The newest is Matrix of Evil with Congressman Ron Paul, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, myself, Colonel Craig Roberts, Frank Morales. It is an amazing 2-hour, 10-minute film full of video clips, documents, speeches, interviews covering the New World Order. Ron Paul talks about those that believe in global government running Washington, D.C.'s. Cynthia McKinney talks about UN-run white slavery rings and 9/11. I Defeat the Patriot Act with fellow Austinites here in Austin. Amazing stuff. You need to have it, ladies and gentlemen. It's very informative and waking a lot of people up. There's also 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, the book Order Out of Chaos. We have the Loss of Liberty video about the USS Liberty. We have Eric Hufschmidt's new video, Painful Deceptions about 9/11. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse and shop and order these films. Your purchase also supports the show. You're authorized to make copies of my videos for nonprofit educational purposes to get them out to people. That's my goal, is to spread the word. Take action. Don't wait. Order the films right now or the books. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping cart. Or just write to me, and that's at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's talk to Rick in North Dakota. Rick, welcome.
Yeah, hello, Jones.
Hello.
Yeah, I say I got two quick questions for you. What would happen if Michael Jackson came out and said that the Palestinians were getting a bum rap?
That would not be good for the Palestinians.
Change politics now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it shows how we pay way too much attention to what celebrities do.
Sure, but I mean, he's a major league world figure who romps around with all the world leaders, doesn't he? I mean, when he goes to Asia or when he goes to Germany, he's meeting with all the dignitaries.
I don't think very much about that space alien.
Well, I'm just saying, is one thing about Jackson's problem is I think he's being politically assassinated. And I was wondering,
Michael Jackson is a demonic hobgoblin. Michael Jackson, you can just look at that fat spider. He makes me sick.
Sure, he's pretty strange, but I mean, girls
give me
out
a break,
knees.
Man. You can, if you got discernment, brother, you can just look at that creature.
Sure, I'm just saying is he's a very political, powerful force. Who's a danger to the politics in this country? So I'm just saying, I think he's being politically assassinated. I wonder if you've ever heard of the Mosul Haifa Israel pipeline.
Yes.
And
that's the pipeline out of Iraq that Israel's going to be getting all the oil.
Sure, you know, it was built by the British before Israel was a state.
And it's been blocked since the 50s.
And they're going to bring it back to life, and I don't know. I don't think too many people know about it.
It's amazing, and they're going to get the oil for free, folks.
Well, they got their oil for free from the Shah all those years, but then what happened is when the Shah got kicked out, they got cut off.
That's it. Yep.
Yep. Well, okay, that's all I had to say.
You're right about that. Thank you.
Yep.
No, you're wrong about Michael Jackson. They just brought that out as a diversion at the time. They've known what that cockroach is for a long time. And they selectively enforce their laws. You know, they're not going to go after the Dutch Roll family for what they do. Same taste as Michael Jackson. They're not going to go after, the people in Parliament in England. Sick, folks. We've got a huge section on that at PrisonPlanet.com. All right, Tim and Kenneth and Tom and Alex and everybody else that's holding, your calls, a bunch of other key news, and a guest are coming up in the second hour. Keep it locked in and stay the course.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.